it's incumbent upon an employee that he shouldn't waste time. Mevatel here, mevatel there. Since he is being paid for his work, he has to make sure that he is using his time correctly. He must be chayav to, you know, be very specific with his time. Now, we know this, says the Pesach Choshen, based in Shulchan Aruch, and others, is because Chazal said that someone who is a worker, who is being paid for his time, cannot or should not say the fourth bracha of benching when he's benching, because that bracha is the Rabbanan, because we don't want him to, you know, take away from his time working. Similarly, the worker must work with his full strength, because Yaakov Avinu also says, "Keep kol kochi avad yisavichan." I worked for your father of Avon with all my strength. Now the Pesach Choshen goes on to elaborate about this, and he says that it sounds only that a worker is not allowed to be mevatel, cannot, like, you know, take off time during his employment hours. However, it sounds like he doesn't have to work with alacrity. He can, you know, slack off a little bit and, you know, space out when he's working. That being misatzel, being lazy or being lax in his work, doesn't seem like it is a, you know, halachic problem. May not be a smart, you know, advice for career advancement, but in terms of Isser, it sounds like it would be permitted. Now, it also sounds like the employer cannot deduct cash from the employee for such slacking off, you know, as long as the worker is not butto. Now, it is... Now, it's unclear, though, he says, in the Pesach Choshen, though, because Shulchan Aruch does say that you should do work with all his strength. That's when it's hard to, you know, reconcile that with the concept of having to work, of being allowed to slack off on the job. And this, that we said that the workers now do other work, you know, other things when he's working, that's obviously as long as he, you know, the employer has not given him permission to do so. And if he does do these other things when he's working, it's really gezel gamur. And he causes loss to the employer. Now, the question about taking a nap on the job, that's a whole discussion which is outside the scope of this shiur. But those taking, like, rest breaks, you know, the Igros Moshe seems to allow in certain circumstances. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim goes on, actually, about the severity of this Isser and says that really, you know, if we're not even allowed to bench during working hours, sure, you're not allowed to do other things which are not holy items to be mevatel. It's really a horrible thing for a person to spend time that he's being paid for on other items. Now, the Sma notes that nowadays, obviously, Shulchan Aruch says that we bench all four brachas because the employer in general doesn't care. You're going to take a 2-minute break to bench the first three brachas. To take another minute to bench the fourth bracha is fine. And in fact, that was the implicit relationship between the parties when they entered into the employment, you know, arrangement. Now, the Pesach Choshen has a big chiddush that he says, and even maybe nowadays, going to daven mincha or mariv is assumed as well, that if someone is paid, salaried employee is paid by the hour, maybe going to take a break from mincha mariv is assumed as an acceptable thing nowadays, and therefore that would be permitted as well, which is a big leniency in terms of the employee-employer relationship.